This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of the Zeoli Show. And do us a big favor, please. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribing always helps. Tell your friends. Enjoy the podcast.
Rich Zeoli Show Podcast.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, another odd commie. Poor people are not allowed in her luxury apartment complex.
Yeah.
When she recently moved into a luxury apartment complex in Washington, D.C. that does not offer the affordable housing units that were a key plank in the New York Congresswoman's campaign platform. She said in November she was concerned about being able to afford rent in D.C. She now earns a $174,000 annual salary and is living in a newly built high-rise in the city's Navy Yard area. The freshman congresswoman, a self-described socialist, campaigned in a platform to expand affordable housing, and her controversial Green New Deal proposal promises safe, affordable, adequate housing for all. But Ocasio-Cortez's new building, built by leading D.C. developer W.C. Smith, is part of a luxury complex whose owners specifically do not offer affordable units under Washington, D.C.'s Affordable Dwelling Units program. In 2018, a civil rights attorney sued the Washington, D.C. government for allegedly discriminatory gentrification policies, claiming that development in Navy Yard area and other parts of Southeast D.C. encourage an influx of affluent millennial creatives who displaced minority residents. Now, she has repeatedly criticized luxury real estate developers during her campaign, claiming that their buildings hiked up rent prices and pushed low-income residents out of their neighborhoods. She said, quote, "We need to kick luxury real estate lobbyists to the curb and defend working people's way of life. Skyrocketing cost of living is a national crisis that can be addressed. It's just not a New York City issue. It's happening in every U.S. metro area." D.C. is a U.S. metro area, by the way. Ocasio-Cortez also promised not to take campaign contributions from luxury developers during her campaign. She said, quote, "It's time we stand up to the luxury developer lobby. Every official is too scared to do it except me." Her new apartment complex, which boasts on its website that it vows to take luxury apartment living to a new, higher level, offers over 100,000 square feet of amenities for its residents. These include two private massage rooms with state-of-the-art hydrotherapy beds, men's and women's saunas, a full-scale demonstration kitchen with wood-fired pizza oven.
Nice.
A 25-meter indoor lap pool. A rooftop infinity pool with panoramic views of the Capitol. A Peloton cycling studio with over a dozen bikes.
Wow.
Those Pelotons go for a couple grand each, by the way. Not that I would know, because my fat ass is not getting on one anytime soon. But and a fireside lounge featuring a Steinway & Sons player piano. I'm sure that's cheap, right? An old Steinway & Sons piano?
Hey, you can get it for a few bucks.
It was either that or one of those keyboards on Amazon. An Al, like a Weird Al keyboard, but they want the Steinway & Sons. You have I believe, an infinity pool on your roof, don't you, Dawn?
Nope.
I have three massage rooms in my house.
Boy, socialism pays, huh?
Yeah, right?
Socialism pays
we
well.
All socialists.
They also have now, of course, it doesn't stop there, a PGA grade golf simulation lounge with a wraparound screen and viewing bar that allows residents to play virtually at dozens of the world's most prestigious and exclusive golf courses. I wonder if they have any Trump golf courses on the on the video there. I wonder if that she'd probably take a club to it, thinking that she was actually hitting one of his golf courses. Apartments in the building currently start at $1,800 a month for a 440 square foot studio and range up to $5,200 for a three bedroom.
Wow.
The average rent in D.C. is $1,340 for a one bedroom apartment and $1,550 for a two bedroom apartment. W. Christopher Smith is the Annapolis-based CEO of W.C. Smith, a Democratic donor who contributed to Barack Obama's 2008 presidential campaign and the Senate campaigns of Senator Chris Von Hollen of Maryland, Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, and Jane Raybould, who lost a 2018 Senate race in Nebraska. So would you say he's a luxury apartment donor? Would you say he's a luxury real estate donor and or lobbyist? She literally pledged to go after the luxury developer lobby. Did she not? Smith donated to Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton of D.C. In 2017, the 11 employees of W.C. Smith gave $6,900 to the campaign of Muriel Bauer, the Democratic mayor of D.C. in 2018. The vice president of communications for the company gave over $1,300 to Act Blue. Act Blue, which then gave money to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So in some way, she's being enriched by the luxury condo lobby. Now, you think about that as you're in your infinity pool, all right? You think about that every morning, you little commie, when you're in your Peloton. You think about that at night when you're using your wood-fired pizza oven in the kitchen. It's amazing. I want to be a socialist because Bernie Sanders has four houses in Vermont. Yep. She's living like the dream of the luxury condo in D.C. And here I am in capitalism just trying to pay my freaking property tax bills. Just trying to stay in New Jersey. It's amazing how that works.
Well, Peloton's going on eBay right now for $4,000.
$4,000?
Yeah, each.
They have an entire studio of Pelotons. So that would be... how many Pelotons do they have there? About a dozen, I think.
Wow. That's
luxurious.
Yeah.
Well, God forbid somebody should have to wait their turn to use a Peloton. I'm sorry, but this Peloton's taken. Well, that's unacceptable here at this place. Unacceptable.
It's like 48 grand in Pelotons.
They have the men's and women's saunas. Now, that's funny. Why gender? Why not the gender-neutral sauna at the apartment building that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez lives at?
Because people wear a towel in there. You don't want it to be co-ed.
Yeah, but she's anti-gender roles.
Oh,
and she's, you know, I mean, she wants to allow anyone to be any gender they want. So in her luxury apartment building, can you use any sauna?
No.
Can you? Is that, why not just have one for both genders or any gender or non-gender? These rooms are for you, whether you want to identify with a gender or not. If you want to disown your gender, that's fine, too. They have two private massage rooms. Two private massage rooms. What do you think the massage therapists make there at the luxury condo?
A living wage?
No.
You think they make a living wage? Think they get tips? You think this story has a happy ending or what? Her luxury condo. This is what I call hypocrisy, kids. This is what I call hypocrisy. 855-839-1210. Kamala Harris's dad calls her out for perpetuating the pot-smoking Jamaican stereotype. Donald Harris is Jamaican, and her mother is Indian. Kamala Harris, presidential candidate, Democrat, also a socialist in her own right. She made remarks about pot and her own use of the drug during an interview on the New York Breakfast Club radio show. The host told Harris that some have claimed she opposes the legalization of pot. She said, and look, my family's from Jamaica. Are you kidding me? Because, you know, we all smoke pot. Jamaicans are a bunch of potheads. Get it? Get it? Get it? They're all a bunch of Rasta-wearing potheads. Are you kidding me? Of course I smoke pot. I'm Jamaican, man. Come on. Then she started to do that cool running song. It was amazing. So her dad came after her. Actually, her dad criticized her for that. But he wrote, my dear departed grandmothers, whose extraordinary legacy I described in a recent essay on their website, as well as my deceased parents must be turning in their grave right now to see their family's name, reputation, and proud Jamaican identity being connected in any way, jokingly or not, with the fraudulent stereotype of a pot-smoking joy seeker and in the pursuit of identity politics. Speaking for myself and my immediate Jamaican family, we wish to categorically disassociate ourselves from this travesty. That's her dad saying that. Okay? That's her dad coming out and saying that. Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm Jamaican, man. I'm smoking right now, man. Like, I'm totally high right now.
I had the audio of her on with the Breakfast Club talking about this if you want to hear
it. Sure.
They say you oppose legalizing weed.
That's not true.
I know.
And look, I joke about it, half joking. Half my family's from Jamaica. Are you kidding me?
Have you ever smoked?
I have.
Yeah, man.
And I inhale. I did an inhale.
Yeah, man. Right now, man.
It was a long time ago.
Uh-huh. And on in Jamaica.
I just broke loose.
I mean, was it in college?
Uh-huh.
See, I like stuff like that. That's a real honest answer. Yeah. Well,
the the pandering. Can I tell you something here, Mr. Host of the show? If she does become president, she's never coming back on your radio show. So would you stop? You're embarrassing yourself, man. This is the thing about the left. They're always coming after us for perpetuating stereotypes. You know, if you do a Taco Tuesday, they come after you. If you're Italian and you serve Chinese food, they come after you. They're constantly telling you you can't make jokes about people's heritage, origin. You're not allowed to make jokes about anything. The left hates comedy. Yet here's Kamala Harris. She's there making Rastafarian pot jokes, and they all yuck it up and laugh. And the fact is that movement of hers and her political party, if I made Rastafarian pot jokes, there'd be people coming after me asking for my sponsors to all go away.
Rich Cioli, 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.